obesity rates have tripled since 1970s, and the major risk for various chronic health diseases and conditions like type 2 diabetes, heart disease, cancer, musculoskeletal disorders, all of this is because of the standard American diet and massive sugar consumption. So how do we solve it? The last 4 to 6 months, everyone is jumping on the bandwagon. Do you lose weight on them? Sure. Yeah, you do. But what's the cost down the road?
You're listening to the Visibly Fit podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Wendy Pett. And every week, I'll give you holistic, practical solutions for everyday issues related to nutrition, healing, functional fitness, and behavior modifications. As a naturopath, fitness expert, and wellness coach for over 20 years, my goal is to empower you to reach for greater health and to rise up to your next level of living in mind, body, and spirit. You were created with greatness in mind. It's time to own it. Are you with me? Then let's dive in.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Visibly Fit podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Pett. It is so awesome to be here with you today. Thank you. This is Love Month. Yeah, this is February if you're tuning in live time. And we just had Valentine's Day, right? Did you have a nice one? What'd you do? I know it's totally a Hallmark holiday, but it's nice. It's nice to, you know, love on the one you love and receive the love back and all the good stuff. But we should be doing that every day, right? Not just on Valentine's Day. But it is Love Month, and we do tend to, share a lot of sweet treats. It's kind of thought to be sweet to give and to receive sweets, like literal sweets, as in sugary sweets. But is it really a way to express love? Short answer, yes, it is. But long answer, no. It's kind because the thought was there, but in the long run, the sweet treat is really damaging to the one you thought so highly of to give a treat to in the first place, right? I know you probably never thought of it that way, but let's kind of think of it that way. Because here's the deal. I mean, I know you've given sweet treats. I've given sweet treats. We have all done it with nothing but love in our hearts, right? For the one receiving it. But what if we had that same level of love and thoughtfulness, but we make those sweet treats like with healthier ingredients? You know, we substitute sugar for date paste or whatever it is, depending on the recipe. Or we substitute altogether with a different treat that isn't something edible. I know you might think flowers. I go to flowers myself, and flowers are great. Like, I love flowers. But they do die. They die kind of quickly, you know, within a week or two or something. But I still like flowers. I still like them. It's still good to get flowers. But if that's something that, you know, isn't your thing, let's get creative. I actually saw a cute bouquet of flowers on Amazon the other day, and they weren't real flowers. They were crocheted flowers. So I just thought, how cute. These little crocheted flowers, it was like a whole bouquet of them. And they will last forever. I mean, that may not be your thing, but hey, let's get creative, right? But when it comes to sweets and desserts, though, I kind of just think about how our country is in this horrible, horrible globesity epidemic. And how these sweets, they just, they're not helping the situation at all. In fact, obesity rates have tripled since the 1970s, and the major risk for various chronic health diseases and conditions like type 2 diabetes, heart disease, cancer, musculoskeletal disorders, all of this is because of the standard American diet and massive sugar consumption. And I think about just the burden that it puts on the economy as a whole. It's actually estimated that over $190 billion are spent annually, every year, in medical costs due to how we eat and how we live. Like, it's just so sad, you guys. It doesn't have to be that way. And we all know that those main contributors to obesity, to this globesity epidemic, is the standard American diet. all the high caloric, low nutrient foods, along with those sugary treats and drinks we're talking about, and the ridiculous sedentary lifestyle that so many people are living. That's the issue. So how do we solve it? And that's the question. That's the question for the day. How do we solve it? Well, I know what we do. We take a GLP-1. What do you think about that? Or maybe get some sort of bariatric surgery. Listen, I do know there is indeed a time and a place for both. But in my opinion, here it is, it should be a last resort situation with death knocking on your doorstep if things don't turn around rapidly. That's my opinion. I'm not a fan. I know there's a lot of opinions out there on this issue. And so many people are promoting, you know, even the microdosing. And it's not just the obese people that they're targeting. In fact, I would say they're targeting those that want a quick fix for getting rid of the 20 or 50 pounds, not just the 100 to 100 plus pounds. So I'm in the camp actually of understanding that if we just change how we're thinking and acting, then our bodies will follow. They will follow course. So if you stop feeding your body the poison that has created the issue to begin with and move your body so that there is blood flow and lymph flow, then you will begin to release the toxins that have become stagnant in the body. And then that unhealthy fat, that unhealthy weight will begin to fall off. And I do know GLP-1s are being promoted left and right by just about everyone, as if it's like the next best thing to water, right? Like, you got to start to ask yourself, like, why? Why all of a sudden, the last 4 to 6 months, everyone is jumping on the bandwagon? I'm talking, I don't know, Weight Watchers and Noom and all these partnerships, they're jumping on the bandwagon. So why? Do you lose weight on them? Sure. Yeah, you do. But what's the cost down the road? And is your personal obese situation in such dire straits that you're willing to risk the implications such as blindness, gastrointestinal issues such as, gosh, I had a client actually, and she had major nausea and vomiting. Those are two of the issues. Diarrhea or even constipation, the opposite. Sarcopenia, pancreatitis, and even possible thyroid tumors. Are you willing? Are you willing to risk that rather than just changing how you eat and move? I mean, there really is truly a natural way to manage weight and blood sugar levels. In fact, here's the deal. Did you know that when eating high fiber foods, such as legumes, whole grains, fruit like pears, apples, actually pears are higher in fiber than apples, berries, especially like raspberries, there's lots of fiber in raspberries, vegetables like broccoli, and I love Brussels sprouts and dark leafy greens. When you bring in healthy fats such as avocados, nuts and seeds like walnuts and flaxseed, chia, even hemp seeds, healthy protein like tofu and tempeh, or if you do fish, maybe wild-caught salmon or eggs, they all stimulate natural GLP-1 production. That's right. What you eat can stimulate natural GLP-1 production. And bitters, like I like to throw in a little bit of arugula or some dandelion greens in our salads. Those are powerful, along with making sure that we have probiotics every day, like sauerkraut or kimchi. My husband's more of a sauerkraut fan. I kind of like a little more kimchi. I like a little more spicy. But those are, they really impact those bitters and those probiotics. Those impact the natural GLP-1 secretion. So there's all the ways in which you are eating or not eating affect your GLP-1 production. So eating whole food plant-based diet can naturally give you what you're trying to get in an injection or through a pill. So my question is, why not just eat what you need with all the positive side effects versus reaching for the ones we talked about that are advertised almost everywhere? I'm not going to call them out by name. You know the brand names. But why not do what is going to be beneficial? And there's no risk. There's nothing but greatness that happens when you eat naturally for GLP-1 production. I'm just curious. Why not? Why not? And how about getting your buns off the couch? I mean, I don't know. I'm not talking to everyone here, but some of you are living majorly sedentary lifestyles. And if you would just get up after a meal and go for a 10 or 15 minute walk, it's super simple. It's not hard, but that will help to lower blood sugar levels right after you eat. It just takes thinking and moving differently. It just takes thinking about your lifestyle and your life differently and creating new habits. It takes a while to get into the groove, but once you're there, you'll start to feel the benefits. And yeah, it's just, you don't have to reach for something that your body can do naturally. And so this obesity epidemic, it is a complex one. I admit that. It's complex, especially with just how it's just overtaken. I mean, it's like 40 to 45% of adults are dealing with obesity. It's not good, y'all. And so GLP-1s are gaining attention because they're working and people want the quick fix. They're hopeless. They want to see a result, right? But the truth is that you can see results if you start to change the way you're living your lifestyle and stop looking for the band-aid and go for the solution instead. But let's be clear. These GLP-1s are a money maker. That's why they're popping up everywhere. That's why they're advertised everywhere. That's why people are saying, oh yeah, microdose, it's great. And oh, by the way, it's good for your brain. And I mean, is that true? Maybe short term, but what about all the other risks? I mean, eating what I was just sharing about you eating is fantastic for the brain. So I think it's looking through a different set of lens that can allow you to make healthier, wiser choices. And if you're looking for a sustainable way to change your life for the best, I just want you to know that I've decided to give you a sweetheart deal that I haven't offered yet this year. So for the first 10 people to email me with your name, your phone number, and to tell me that this was a sweet podcast. I know we're going with that sweet theme. You will receive my 7-week Visibly Fit Accelerator program, which is actually 12 weeks because it's a 7-week course, but then I give 12 weeks worth of coaching. You will receive it for $1,000 off. $1,000 off. Yep, that's right. That's how much I want to love on you. Not with sweet treats, but just with a sweet deal. So for just $997, you will receive meal plans, grocery list, recipes, workouts. There's almost 70 workouts. You've got training modules each week that are recorded for you to watch and learn and grow and start to have knowledge, because knowledge is power. But when we put that knowledge into action, that's where the real power comes in. And then we have coaching calls for 1 hour each week. You will have a community support group. You will have, you will be lifted up in prayer. I mean, it is powerful. And I'm telling you, everyone that's gone through my Visibly Fit program and followed the course has had great success. And that is a bold statement, but it's the truth. So I'm willing to say that here. Everyone that's gone through the program and followed it has had great success. Now, I'm only going to offer this through the end of this month, through February 28th, 2026. So you must email me at Wendy, which is W-E-N-D-I-E, at wendypet.com. And so that's W-E-N-D-I-E at W-E-N-D-I-E-P-E-T-T.com. And give me your name, your phone number, and tell me that this was a sweet podcast. And we will set up a call and you will be able to enjoy this special. So that's what I want to offer you, because I don't want you to miss out on this sweet deal to get into your best healing health in 2026, okay? No longer reaching for the Band-Aid approach, instead going for what really does work for a long-term solution, one that doesn't have any side effects. There's nothing but positive results when you are going for the natural GLP-1 production ways of living. So let's talk. Again, go to wendy@wendypet.com. Give me your name, your phone number, and tell me that this was a sweet podcast. And we will connect and we'll make it happen. All right. We'll get you in this cohort. And I promise you will be so loved on by these ladies and by me. You'll learn a lot and you will have incredible results. The average person releases anywhere from 20 to, I've had even all the way to 35 pounds within 7 weeks. Okay. And this is not losing muscle mass. This is releasing unhealthy, unwanted weight and fat. Okay. So, and you're also detoxing, you're getting phytochemicals, phytonutrients into your body. You no longer have cravings. You are feeling like you're on top of the world. You've got tons of energy. You no longer have brain fog. Like, I could go on and on and on. If you want to hear from some of my patients, go to my Instagram page or go to my website at getvisiblyfit.com. And you can see some of those before and afters and testimonials. So again, go to my email me at wendy@wendypet.com. Give me your name. Give me your phone number and tell me this was a sweet podcast. And be one of the first 10. And I will get you in at this sweet deal of $9.97. Oh, and I did fail to tell you that this also includes, that's right, this is amazing. This also includes before and after blood work. That way you're not only seeing the results in your waistline, you're seeing it through blood work itself. And because that's another way to just judge how incredible this program is, I like to give you that option as well as measurements, as well as, you know, weight, the number on the scale. All of those give us incredible indicators of your progress. And so that $9.97 includes blood work before and after as well. Again, email me at wendy@wendypet.com. Give me your name, phone number, and this was a sweet podcast. All right. If you are on a GLP-1, there is no shame. There is no condemnation. I would love to talk with you. Okay. I'd love to talk with you more on maybe the reasons why you made that decision and how to get you into a different place of letting go of that as a solution and getting to the real solution. And again, no shame, no condemnation, but let's get you on track to eating a sustainable way and moving your body in a sustainable way so that you have success, not just in the short term, but for the rest of your life. This is a lifestyle, and that's what we want for you. And we don't want you to lose muscle mass. We don't want you to have any kind of gastrointestinal issues, any risk for blindness, tumors. Like, there's just too much at risk. So let's do it naturally together. And I will hold your hand, walk you through it, and love on you the entire way. All right. Blessings. And thanks so much for tuning in. And share this with others that you know that would benefit from this deal. Again, this cohort starts right at beginning of March, because this is good through February 28th, 2026. Again, you get it for $9.97. Go to wendy@wendypet.com. Let me know you're interested and we will connect. All right. Blessings. And we will catch you next time right here on Visibly Fit. Take care.
Well, that's a wrap for today's show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love spending this time with you. To learn more and get more free resources, just head on over to wendypet.com. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode and this podcast, following and subscribing not only to this podcast, but finding me on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, I'm probably there too. Until next week and our next podcast time together, make it a visibly fit day.